AFL Nation for McDonald's. Just like a game of footy, Macca's new McSpicy Burger has serious kick and Liquorland click and collect in just 30 minutes. The prelim over at Adelaide Oval, Port Adelaide and Richmond. Kane Corns is there. Gary Lyon, Jared Whateley and Anthony Hudson to call it for you. Sam Edmund joins us again. Actually, just before you do, Sam, the changes are in for tomorrow night. Brisbane have made one change. Ellis Yolman comes in and Coleman goes out. And Geelong unchanged.
I know they like Coleman. I like the pressure he brings, but I suppose the bigger bodies and the big body midfielders they might need in the middle of the ground. So it's an interesting one. I thought he brought real heat. We spoke about it here 2 weeks ago. I thought he helped change the direction that that game was going. So interesting one.
Friday night trade update with Sam Edmonds. It's been a lively old week. Welcome back, Sam.
G'day, boys. Good to be with you again.
So you got things going on the Adam Treloar front with a really carefully crafted story around Kim Revallion, his partner, and how she'd been recruited back to Queensland to play for the Firebirds in Super Netball. His intentions were to remain at Collingwood. He gave voice to that really passionately, but there were always at least one other party in this, and that's Collingwood, and there's obviously going to be a second party. Where do you think this sits now?
So as it sits right now, Jared, Adam Treloar remains fully committed to Collingwood. Nothing has changed, but my understanding is he's been, understandably, mind you, unsettled by all the chatter that's come subsequent to this, and it's around today and yesterday, all around his future for the second year running. Now, I can say that he has not been given any indication by Collingwood that they will or are even thinking about trading him. That's important to note. But there's a layer of anxiety there for him over what he does hope is just merely media chatter and nothing with some substance. We can say as absolute fact that the Pies considered trading him last year to Gold Coast only months after signing him to that lucrative contract extension. And it's important to note the Pies were initially hesitant when they were told that his partner Kim Revallion had planned to move to Brisbane with the couple's daughter Georgie without Adam. But because the club's been kept in the loop the whole way through, they were said to have gotten their heads around the unique arrangement are now well and truly on board. So Adam Treloar's contracted until the end of 2025. It's not a small deal. It's back-ended too. So he's done the right thing by the club there to back-end his contract and accept less initially. He's popular with the players. He's very popular with the fans. So if he is to be traded, it will be because the Pies have very much forced the issue and really got in the trenches to make it happen. And if that happens, it might be like walking through a minefield in the PR sense. I mean, they've signed Brody Grundy to a monster deal. Dane Beams is a pretty big contract. Daniel Wells didn't really work out. 15 games in 3 years. Chris Mayne was given a hefty pay packet when he crossed from Fremantle. So they're really going to force the issue and trade Adam Treloar. They've still got to sign Brody Mychek and Jordan Ngoi as well.
It's very strange that it felt like, Sam, almost as soon as they signed him to the contract, which they didn't make public, they had buyer's remorse. And the history of trying to all floating him last year, shopping him last year, that's actually the most intriguing aspect. If they were prepared to shop him in normal circumstances months after signing him for so long, then when circumstances have changed, it's actually not a great stretch to think that history might repeat.
No, and why they didn't publicise that deal is a mystery to anyone you speak to. Only they can answer the question to that. And many people were shocked, the Gold Coast Suns chief among them, when they were told, oh, hang on, he's signed until 2025. This was 12 months ago, mind you. There's no way he's coming. And what the Suns thought was an over-the-top offer to get him up to the Gold Coast actually found out, well, actually isn't that impressive at all when they learnt what he was being paid and was due to be paid at Collingwood for the next 4 to 5 years. So it happened because the Suns dangled the carrot. Picks 1 and 2 they had no intention of not taking the two Gold Coast boys up there in the end, Rowell and Anderson. They wanted to pair them together, but they just dangled the carrot. Collingwood wanted obviously Rowell, like every club would have, and that's how it first surfaced. Why they didn't publicise the contract, Jared, I've got no idea.
So Sammy, is Adam Treloar sitting at home right now, is he feeling comfortable with where this is at? Is he comfortable and feeling wanted by Collingwood right now? No.
I wouldn't use the word comfortable at all. I'd say nervous. I'd say there's a bit of anxiety there for him. He's obviously, as I say, he'd be unsettled by all the chatter around his future. He's asking some questions. But as I say, he's been given no indication whatsoever by Collingwood that they're thinking about trading him.
Right. There's one easy way to fix this, Kane, and this is, Collingwood would do this under normal circumstances. Eddie would come out today, or Eddie, he does what he wants to do. Let's say, who's the CEO?
Mark Anderson.
Footy manager comes out tomorrow and says, let me be very clear about this. Under no circumstances is Adam Treloar on the market. He is a required player at the Collingwood Football Club for 2021 and beyond. Move on. Easy.
Pretty simple, isn't it? It is pretty simple. Sam, the motivation behind it, clearly it's cap pressure. Because they've got, as you alluded to, is there any part of performance in this where they're not happy with his performance, do you think?
It's not my understanding, no. The flavour of it is cap pressure, Kane, to answer your question. I think that's what it really boils down to in the end. We know he's had his injury issues, of course, but, gee, we're still a pretty handy footballer in the prime of his career with many miles left on the clock. I don't think it's a performance issue. I think it's very much a cap issue.
Sam, if he was to leave, would it be to a Melbourne club, do you think?
Well, he's not really considering that at the moment, Jared, so I couldn't answer that. I don't think he's even thought that far ahead. In his mind, he's very much playing for Collingwood. He would have to be not drag kicking and screaming, but Collingwood would very much have to force the issue to state that they will trade him first. And the rival clubs I've spoken to haven't been tapped on the shoulder either to look out for someone like Adam Treloar being on the market.
That statement that I... If that doesn't come in the next 24 hours...
Yeah, well, the fact that it's not there now, I think this has been going since Tuesday, and we're at Friday night, is they have had ample chance to put into the marketplace stop.
Yeah, they have.
Having said that, not every club does that, do they? I mean, if they responded to each and every rumour, and I know this is a big
this
one.
This is built in intensity hour on hour, Sam, and if they have no intention of trading completely unnecessarily, and as you point out, it is doing damage. It is creating an environment which is totally unnecessary if you have no inkling that you might try to trade him. If I was Gold Coast, I would have slapped five on the table instantly. I'd have faxed it to them. Here's pick five.
Faxed.
Put us in touch with Adam, would you?
And send a pigeon.
Yes.
Hopefully that didn't fax.
Isaac Smith, how many choices has he got?
He's got three choices, Jared. He stays where he is at the club he's had so much success with, Hawthorn, or as an unrestricted free agent, he takes up that pretty nice offer, it must be said, at Melbourne, or Geelong, who we've learnt this week they haven't come into the play, I've found out. They've been there the whole time, Jared, the Cats. The sleeping giant for Smith for several months. How many more players can they have tapped up? But they've certainly got an interest in Smith.
How big's Geelong's list size going to be next year?
Hey, always good to have a plan A, B and C.
It is good. At least they have a crack. I don't mind it. Jeremy Cameron, the pictures of him with Dave Matthews and Stevie J say to me he's staying. I see smiles. He's going out to lunch. That's not a player that's leaving. You think he will sign with the Giants very soon?
I've said all the way through, Kane, reluctantly, I think he will stay. But, geez, it's been a real, from what I've been told, a really agonising one for him, obviously, mind you, because we haven't had an announcement from Jeremy himself since the season ended. I've always thought it was more likely that he stays, but purely of the fact that he loves Sydney, he loves his teammates, he's got no issue with the club whatsoever, and coupled with the fact, I think it gets underplayed, it is hard to get players out of clubs. It is hard to get good players out of clubs more so. So, look, I think the odds have always been in GWS's favour, but the Cats, you know, they sell that vision so well down there. I said it before, the lifestyle, it appeals to someone like Jeremy Cameron. It's a very nice offer, another club in contention, so it has been a big decision for him.
What was the boss of Channel 7 doing at that lunch, Gary?
I canvassed that with Tim Watson.
And
without saying it, he thought he's going to be the new chaser. That's what he said. I don't know what he was doing there, James Warburton.
That is as a dynamic.
That's crazy.
That's mad.
Well, you know, if it was, Jack Riewoldt who had a media career, right?
100%.
Who'd been preparing himself for 6 years for a media career, and then you saw a network television boss, there you go, yeah, I get it. He probably wants Jack to, I don't know, do something. Jeremy, unless it's a fishing show.
Maybe it's a fishing show.
Could be.
Just even opening yourself up to say you're the rights holder for an 18-team competition and you're at lunch with one of them trying to retain a player. Like, there's no upside to that.
There's no precedent for that, Eddie. Never done that, has he?
and Joe Danaher, you had some great layers of detail to this during the week, Sam. And I noticed Chris Fagan was a little drawn to comment as well.
Mm. Watch this space on Joe Danaher. I think it's fair to say, Jared, not that anyone won't be taking their eyes off it. This might go the distance. This might go all the way. The awkward nature of it is, how do the two parties come to an agreement on what he's worth? And then more so, as a restricted free agent, just adds another layer of complexity. This could go so many different ways. The ball is in Brisbane's court at the moment. They have, what will they have? 18 and 19 in the draft. It looks like Essendon aren't going to accept those picks. They need to do something better. Assuming, of course, Jared, that their contract offer isn't enough to trigger a first-round free agency pick. I don't think it will be. And then if it doesn't, and the Essendon haven't got that offer yet, we're going to have an issue.
Sam, good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Sam Edmund with our Friday night trade update. There's still one name to deal with a little later on as we go. That's Clayton Oliver. But we still might have somebody who can answer that before we, as we dismiss Sam. So AFL Nation tonight, the preliminary final, Port Adelaide and Richmond coming up from Adelaide Oval. The pregame show for Beaumont Tiles. Save it, Beaumont's mega floor tile event on now.